The governor of Arizona has changed her position on expanding Medicaid in her state under the Affordable Health Care Act. Republican Jan Brewer has decided to accept the federal expansion. Now, here in Oklahoma, our Republican governor has said no, but pressure is mounting for her to reconsider. In Delaware County, at Grand Lake, taking care of flu victims in the emergency room at Grove is Dr. Doug Cox. He's also a Republican state representative, and he would like to see Governor Fallon change her mind.
I was kind of pleased to see that the governor of Arizona elected to get on board, and I think that she kind of has the same attitude that I have, that whether we like it or not, the Affordable Care Act was voted in, and now the states have to deal with it as best as possible. I think that she realizes that where Arizona participates or not, that Arizona citizens are still going to pay the additional taxes, the additional fines and penalties, and that that Arizona money will be going to take care of citizens in other states. And that's kind of one of my concerns about Oklahoma not participating. I have no doubt that Governor Fallon certainly made the right political decision, and I respect her for that. I mean, my emails are overwhelmingly against anything to do with Obamacare. But I think that if you take the the politics and the emotions out of it, hey, we lost that battle, and now we have to deal with it to best serve the citizens of Oklahoma as we can.
He says Oklahoma's present Medicaid system is not broken and does provide coverage to many in need. But this would make that health care available to more people.
Our present Medicaid system does a good job of taking care of the disabled, the aged, and the low-income pregnant women and low-income children. The gap is in low-income adults, and we're not talking about deadbeats here. We're talking about hardworking Oklahomans who have jobs, but unfortunately those are lower-wage jobs and working for companies that do not provide health care insurance, and that is what the Medicaid expansion is designed to cover.
State lawmakers have discussed going it alone and expanding Insure Oklahoma. Cox says that would be nice, but there are several things that could be in the way.
Governor Fallon's credit, she is looking for ways to expand our coverage if we don't do the federal Medicaid expansion, and expanding Insure Oklahoma is one of the avenues. My concern is the federal government has made overtures that they're not going to grant us permission to expand that program, which they would have to do in order for us to use federal matching dollars. They seem to be taking the attitude that if you're not going to participate in the federal expansion of Medicaid, that they're not willing to help us look at other avenues. It remains to be seen whether or not our application to expand that program will be granted approval or not.
Dr. Cox is splitting with many in his party, and he understands the governor's position.
Tough decision. Like I say, the governor has to weigh the politics of the decision and weigh that against the number of uninsured Oklahomans and weigh that against concerns for the effect on the state budget. And so I appreciate the position she's in, and appreciate her willingness to continue to look at the situation.
What happens next? Well, that's up to Governor Fallon.